If you are faced with a mountain, you have several options. You can climb it and cross to the other side. You can go around it. You can dig under it. You can fly over it. You can blow it up. You can ignore it and pretend it's not there. You can turn around and go back the way you came. Or you can stay on the mountain and make it your home. That's a beautiful quote by Vera Nazarian. Hey, hey, welcome to Zoe's Corner, where we keep it real and raw with a little bit of fun. I'm Zoe, aka Mrs. Chibs, and this is my cozy corner of the world where I document my life's crazy and amazing journey, the highs, the lows, and all the messy, beautiful moments in between. We're talking faith, finances, love, life lessons, you name it. And through it all, I'm on a mission, ICE, inspire, create, and encourage. And that's what I hope each episode does for you. So whether you're sipping coffee, stuck in traffic, or just chilling at home, buckle up, get comfy, and let's have some real talk. No filters, no fluff, just life as it is. Ready? Let's dive in. And you being an introvert to a certain degree, just wanting to keep to yourself, you spoke about how, you know, you stay in your lane. It's just you, you know, alone. So even like living alone and just being alone and alone and alone, don't you feel lonely? Like, do you ever think about like companionship? Like, have you dated people before? Have you disclosed your condition with them? How has that been? Because I imagine it being so lonely. You're the only one who knows what you're feeling. Because yes, other warriors, of course, they can share some similarities, but then because it's so different from one to the other, it's, you still end up feeling so lonely. So how do you tackle that aspect?
So I'll answer your question with two answers.
Okay.
Number one, it's not that I'm introverted to an extent. Mm-hmm. I am actually quite introverted.
Okay.
I became extroverted because of being an entrepreneur.
So you have to talk to people.
You have to talk to people.
Go out there and get the business.
Correct. That's what made me, I have to network. That's what made me now start interacting with people and talking to people. And I am very happy that the time I became this type of entrepreneur that I am today, I had already met my friend Suwilanji. Because he's the one who you told me to say, if you do not teach people about sickle cell, who will? You're waiting for someone else with sickle cell to come and teach them. Right, so
why not you?
Exactly. So she made me already comfortable with the idea of the world knowing about it. Such that even if I'm networking with someone and they then notice my eyes look yellow and they tell me to say, oh, your eyes look yellow, I'll be able to tell them why. If I'm unable to do something for my client that day, I'll be able to tell them, say, you know what, I'm not feeling too well, sickle cell is acting up, can we do this some other time? So I have been able to say it up front because of that. Then,
and that's another reason why this podcast is not anonymous. You gave us your full names.
Correct.
Yeah.
Coming to the dating aspect, yes, I have dated people. It's something that I, like I said, I wear it on my sleeve. So it's something that I let them know off the bat.
So first date, you're like, hey, what's your favorite color? By the way, I have sickle cell disease.
No, it doesn't go like that.
Okay.
It doesn't go like that. Preferably first date. Reason being, is because there's some other important questions that I need to ask. Mm-hmm. There's some other important questions that I need them to ask. Mm. There are some, I am not looking for pity.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
And then at the same time, I know to say there'll be some point in this relationship, if it becomes a relationship, where we have plans, we're going out on a date, it's date night or whatever, mm-hmm. then 16 hours, crisis, mm. and I have to cancel.
Mm-hmm. She needs to be able to understand that it's not, you're not doing it on purpose. Yeah.
I'm not getting out of anything. Mm. I am actually unwell. Mm. Even if we're on this date together, and I'm just like, you know what? Something is not right.
Yeah.
I have something coming up. We need to go. Mm. She needs to understand to say, I'm not just running
like, but it's just getting good.
Exactly. You know? Mm. It's getting good for you, but not for me. Yeah. For me, it's actually becoming terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Does it get lonely? Not really.
Because you enjoy your own company? Or because you've told yourself that no one will ever understand, so it's not... I shouldn't even bother.
No. I feel that... I feel that the right person who mm-hmm. understand mm-hmm. and who want to know more and get deeper and understand that this is what actually makes me the man that I am. Mm. Because for me, when it comes to sickle cell, it's more than just me. Mm. I think about guys out there in rural Zambia. Mm. Because for me, if I have pain, I can walk to a pharmacy. Now I think the pharmacies that are even delivering, mm-hmm. they can deliver to my house. Mm. My painkillers will come.
You're not working in the fields digging for maize all day.
Exactly. But when I think about, I'll call out some random Zambian names. When I think about Lekani in Chipata, mm-hmm. I think about Musonda in Mansa. Mm. I think about different people. Mm. And I think of, these are people that I don't even know.
Yeah.
When I think about them, I'm just like, but then who's helping these guys? Mm. Because clearly our politicians are not competent enough. Mm-mm.
And no one ever talks about sickle cell, not even health ministers.
Exactly. Exactly. They'll throw around an event on the 19th of June. Mm-hmm. They'll put an event together, and then it won't even be like a director at the Ministry of Health to attend. It will be just some...
A representative
of a representative. Mm. You know, like, but this is something that is serious. This is something that is affecting a lot of people out there. Mm-hmm. But
and I would actually say that I think it's more impactful than HIV. Mm-hmm. Because with HIV, with the right diet, and again with the medication that is there,
you can live full life.
Yes, full life. You can be your viral load can be at zero. So if you want, you can not even transmit, you know, like it's, but then with this situation, it's something that you really cannot control. Mm-hmm. As you said, like your arm will just refuse to move.
Yeah.
You know, or your head, do you get like headaches?
Headaches? Yeah. Mm. But that's a different reason why I get headaches. And this is another thing that, like you just mentioned, mm. this is why, preferably on the first date, I'd want someone to know that I've got sickle cell, mm-hmm. so that if they tell me to say, oh, my brother has sickle cell, oh, my uncle has a child with sickle cell, I know to say, okay, the threat is around in the family, mm. but then now, what's the story with your genotype? Mm. If you and I end up together, is it possible for us to have kids? Mm. Because me personally, mm-hmm. I am not going to bring kids into this world and let them have sickle cell. Mm. I'm okay with them having the trait. Mm-hmm. Them having the condition full blown? Nah. Mm.
It's
It's that bad.
It's too... The pain you've experienced, you don't want anyone else to experience.
Correct.
So do you have like a personal opinion on parents who have a child with sickle cell and they keep having children? Do you have and then the children continue being born with sickle cell? Maybe one doesn't have, like, what, but maybe by the time that's happening, it's like child number five. Like, what's your take on that? Do you have a, would you like to share a personal opinion on that?
There's so many reasons why that could be happening.
Mm.
One is because they don't know that they have the trait and this is why this is happening.
Mm.
Number one. Number two, it could be happening from a point of, this child has sickle cell, they'll die at 13, let's have another.
Mm.
This child has sickle cell, let's try another one,
mm-hmm.
type of situation.
Mm.
I don't know what that's about.
Mm.
But in my opinion, I think if it were up to me,
mm-hmm.
I have sickle cell, I'm married to someone who's got the trait, let's not even have kids on the table.
Mm.
If we want to talk about having kids on the table, let's adopt.
Mm.
But well, now there's gene therapy, so I don't know.
Now that you mentioned gene therapy, have you... According to your research, because the research I've done with regards to curing sickle cell, they are all extremely expensive and also dangerous. Like, it could go either way, because mm-hmm. chemotherapy is involved, so you're killing all the good stuff
mm-hmm.
in order to make room
for the new stuff.
Yeah. So... Yeah, like, what's your take? Like, whenever they say, oh, now there's gene therapy and there's this. Like, it's like, yeah, but can a regular person, like, as you mentioned, someone who's in Mansa or someone who is in Monze, you know, like, in regular villages, how do they get access to that?
They have to wait for Vernon to make a lot of money.
Mm.
Okay, this is the last thing I'd want to say, so that we end it with that.
Okay.
So I'll leave it at that. But okay. Yeah, maybe it will become cheaper as time goes.
Mm-hmm.
Should people do it if they are convinced mm-hmm. it's a solution for them? Let mm-hmm. them go ahead. Would I do it? No.
Why not?
Sickle cell makes me a better person.
But
which is ironic.
Don't you think it's. Like, you already have those good qualities. Do you think they would go?
Yes. I have the good qualities because of sickle cell.
So the moment it goes, you'll go back to being snobbish.
I would be people being people.
You'd go into that category that you're running away from.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So, to wrap it up, what do you wish, like... Everyone listening today, what do you wish they could understand or do differently after hearing your story? And how can people get involved in supporting the community? Already you spoke about how warriors need to do more, but then we also need to listen. You know, like, you can speak all you want, but if we don't listen and if we're not interested, it's not really... It's like a two-way thing for me. Anyway, for me in my head, but... But yeah, if you could let us know, what do you wish people could do differently after listening to your story and how people can get involved?
So I see a lot of people group themselves as companies, as individuals and whatever,
mm.
and go to UTH, go to the children's ward and make donations and whatnot. Commendable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But not sustainable.
Mm.
I think the best thing that they need to do, mm-hmm. especially after listening to this, is be more attuned to listening, to learning, helping where they can. Not to help for social media.
Yeah.
But to help because they want to actually help these people. And like you have said, to wrap it up, which takes me back to the previous point I was about to make. The people that, for me personally, it's about the people that don't have access to hospitals. It's for the people that don't have access to pharmacies. It's for the people that cannot afford the medical care. This is why I want to make a lot of money, so that I can help these people. And when I die, I just want a simple quote on my tombstone. I don't even want, in loving memory, I don't even want my name on this tombstone. I just want it to say, "Be ashamed to die until you have scored some victories for mankind." If any man seeks greatness, let him seek truth, and he will find both. Horace Mann.
That's what you want to be on your...
on my tombstone.
That's really good. It's really good. It really shows that you are for the community. You really are for the community. Well, any...
It's not about me, because, like I said, I have a personal relationship with a Dr. Mwanza. I'll pick up the phone, I'll call him like, "Doc." Right? Sometimes I text him at 2 a.m. If he's on call, he will respond. If not, he will respond in the morning. Right? Because I know I'm not paying him, so he will not respond to my call at 2 a.m. Right? And I'm grateful that he does respond to me.
Yeah.
But again, in those moments when he's done responding and now I feel better, I think about it and I'm just like, does Mazuba in Dundumwezi have this privilege? I don't think so. How can they get this privilege? They need someone who's looking out for them. Someone who's going to say, "Okay, sickle cell warriors, where are you? This is the place to go. There's medicine there, there's doctors there. It's all being paid for."
Yeah.
Feel free.
Man, I'm also thinking about, like, it would be nice if even people like CEOs are okay with hiring someone with sickle cell and will be understanding, you know.
They would only understand as they get more knowledge. And as people that have sickle cell tell them, explain to them, like, "Look, I have sickle cell. Today I'll be here. I'll be the happiest guy you've seen in the office. Tomorrow I will come and I'll be extremely tired. You can either tell me to go home or you can want me to make you your money. You choose."
Yeah. Anyway, we hope that more people are able to, number one, listen to your story, but also just have that interest and that curiosity, you know, like, and I think for me, like, not to puff myself up or anything, but I love people. And so because I love people, I am interested in people. And so that's why it wasn't hard for... when I asked you about sickle cell and you told me about it, of course, that day you couldn't sit me down for like 10 hours and explain everything. But the little that you explained, it sparked a curiosity in me, like, oh, this is his experience. I wonder what other people's experiences are. And then you read online and you see that, wow, there's a whole community. It's not just like 5 people.
You know? It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. And I think it's, and that's why it's, I know when I was getting married, my husband and I, we actually did go get tested. And it's something that I would not have done before. When I spoke to my parents about it, they had not gotten tested, you know. And my mom's a medical personnel. And she didn't, you know, she didn't test. And so now whenever people are saying, oh, I'm dating someone, I always say, this may not be romantic, but go to Lusaka Trust and get a test. It's really cheap. Mm. It's a rapid test. You'll know within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it will save you a lot of heartache.
A lot.
Yeah. A lot of heartache. So I feel like...
Because I can only imagine. You're so in love, or whatever people base their marriages on.
Mm.
And then you have a baby. This baby is like 2 months old, and then they're just crying nonstop.
Mm.
They have a crisis. Mm-hmm. They're in pain. That's why they're crying.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know why.
Yeah.
And how do you solve that?
Mm-hmm.
You rush to the hospital. That's where now they're now frantically rushing about, trying to find out what's going on.
Mm. Not it. I think it's traumatizing to both the child and the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of, just to finish it up, reminds me of a Muslim couple in Saudi Arabia, one of these Middle Eastern countries, actually. I'm not sure which exact one, but 3 days before they got married, they called off the wedding because the girl had come across a TikTok where she was like, just go get tested for your genotypes.
Mm-hmm.
And they both got tested, and for them, it was a deal breaker that they have children. And because their genotypes were not compatible, they were just like, for the sake, like, we both, family is a really big deal to us, and we don't want to adopt. We want to have children, like biological children, and because we can't have it with each other, we love each other, but we want our own families more. And so they had to split, and... Like, just seeing them, like they were really broken. This is 3 days before the wedding. They've done everything. They've booked everything.
Paid for it all.
Yes. And you could really see the pain in their eyes. And I remember thinking, like, you're testing now. But then also it was like, I'm glad you tested now before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
As painful as that was, a breakup is better than a divorce.
Correct. First date question.
Yeah.
Do you know your genotype?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Aha, great. You don't know it. So
here's
what a genotype is. Here's how you can know it.
Mm.
I'm asking you this because I have sickle cell.
Mm.
And I'd like to know if there's any chances of, if you and I reproduce, reproducing the sickle cell gene.
Mm.
I'd rather it ends here.
Mm.
And this is why if I have kids, I'll teach them about this and tell them, say, look, guys. When you're going on dates, first date question, before you marry, make sure you know this end, no trait.
Mm.
Let the trait end here.
Mm.
I know it's imposing, but daddy knows best.
Yeah. Yes, yes, he does. So, thank you so much, Vernon, for coming through, for speaking the truth, for being honest. I really do believe that people will be encouraged when they hear it, both warriors and non-warriors, maybe even caregivers to warriors, you know. And I think, as you mentioned, having a community that's active in awareness issues, I think, is really important. And I think this really could be the start of something. So I'm really, really thankful that you've come on. I think you've opened. And I think every time I have a conversation with you, I learn something new. Because, again, I can read as much as possible and I can think I know it all. But then it's like, oh, actually, I got it wrong in this side. So thank you so much for opening my eyes and also the eyes of other people just to the reality of living with sickle cell. There's the medical side, but then there's the human side. And I think people can go ahead and read more on the medical side of things. But I think, like, I'd like to challenge everyone to also try and get to know the human side, you know, just a simple hashtag. Sickle cell. You'll see the amount of accounts that pop up, and you'll you'll see people's experiences, you'll be able to understand, and you may not necessarily date someone that has sickle cell, but you may be best friends with someone that does. Mm-hmm. You may be best friends with someone whose sister does, you know. You may marry someone whose brother does. Like, there's someone in your community, trust me, if you just pay attention, or if you just have the interest, you will find that member of the community that does need a judgment-free, unconditional support that they need. And so I feel like my English is not Englishing anymore. but yeah, back to the human side. So yeah, I really hope that we gain more interest into the human experience behind the diagnosis. So any last words from you, Vernon?
For the warriors that are listening out there, especially the ones that are in Zambia, when it comes to sickle cell, I think we have a duty. We know how debilitating the condition is.
Mm.
We know how expensive the condition can get. So it is us that need to help each other in so many ways than one.
Mm.
It's not just about the money. It's about even having a place where we can go and just chat and just share stories and laugh. Sometimes it doesn't even have to be a conversation about sickle cell.
Mm.
But it is just being people that are like you. Let's watch Supercell on Netflix. It's not accurate, but yeah, let's watch it.
We will. Thank you so much. If anyone wants to get in touch with you, like, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram.
Okay.
My name's, I have no need for pseudonymy. So it's just Vernon Mainz or Shubantu. It will pop up. I forget the actual at. They can find me on X. At Vernon _ Ushi. It will pop up Vernon Mainz or Shubantu. On LinkedIn. Yeah, that's about it. Facebook, I don't have an account there.
Mm.
I deleted the one that I had.
No, I will leave his handles in the show notes. So feel free to... They can reach out to you, right?
Yes, they can.
Yeah, so feel free to reach out if you want to learn more. Maybe...
Just a disclaimer.
Uh-huh.
When they reach out to me, I do not do very well with, hi, how are you?
Yeah, get to the point.
Get to the point. I have things to do. He's
got problems to solve, y'all.
I've got lives to save, so please.
Just say, hi, I heard you on Zoe's Corner podcast, and you spoke about this, and...
I have a question about this.
Uh-huh. Just lay it all there.
Correct.
It's okay. It's okay if you just get down to business. You can do the pleasantries later. He will understand, right?
Yes, I will understand.
Yeah, he said it himself. So yeah. Just get to the point.
Feel free to invite me for a coffee.
Oh, he loves coffee. So invite him for a coffee. State it there. Hi, I would like to invite you for a coffee. I heard you on the podcast and A, B, C, D, E, F, G. All right. So thank you once again for coming on, and happy World Sickle Cell Day.
Thank you.
Bye. And that's a wrap on this episode of Zoe's Corner. I hope you got a little dose of inspiration, a fresh perspective, or maybe even a good laugh along the way. If you loved this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share it with a friend, and leave a review. It means the world to me. And hey, let's keep this conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram at zoes.corner or at missconnie25 and let me know your thoughts. Until next time, step out of your corner and into the world. Go out, shine bright, and let Jesus be seen in all that you do. Catch you on the next one. Bye.